Hello everyone, this is Lady Dragon speaking. It is Tuesday, August 16, 2005. Here's the news of today. Let's start with Nintendo. Nintendo has cut the price of their Nintendo DS to $129.99, just ahead of the launch of their new game called the Nintendog. It's coming out on Monday, actually. That's a game that is very... And this is going to be a good game for Nintendo, so it's going to be a big launch for them next week. Let's go to CDV. Has a game called Blitzkrieg that is the second installment of the PC game. They just released some screenshot of the battle in the icy climate, so you can go see that. You're going to see some picture of that game. It's a World War II real-time strategy, by the way. I have an interesting... eMarketer gave me an interesting study done by Ziz Davis concerning that people are starting to play game... Well, not starting, but it has been known for a while now that... people are stopping to watch TV instead and they play more video games. It's a known fact, but I have some numbers here to explain to you. Like, they're saying that not only that people are watching less TV, but that's what people said. They said that 48% of players in the US would like to spend more time playing video games. And they said that in the next year, 18% say that they plan to reduce their TV viewing in the coming year to instead, and they want to play more video game. Another interesting number in that survey is that it says that people in the U.S. that are playing video games is in 2004 was 67.5 million people, and they predict that in 2005 the number will climb up to 76.2 million. So it's a big increase. So you can see all the detail in my news section about that interesting survey. For some for people that like to design games, I have an interesting press release here from CDV again. CDV has a tank game called Codename Panzer's Phase 2 that's coming out soon. And they need the help to design their new mission. So if you go to my site, ladydragon.com, in the news section, you'll be able to see all the information in order for you to participate into that mission design with CDV. I think it's quite interesting. Now, let's move along to... Oh, I got another study. I got the mini studies today, but this is a study done by DFC. It's a study that explained that the China market is extremely big. I'll give you a little part of what it's saying here. They're starting as an example. They're explaining that... that Blizzard game World of Warcraft is huge. And they say that in June 2005, well, Blizzard announced that they had 2 million subscribers. Now, the same month, the World of Warcraft was launched in China. And in 1 month, listen to this, in 1 month, they got 1.5 million active playing account in China. In only 1 month of operation, that's huge. DFC Intelligence forecast that in 2005 the Chinese game market will be $580 million. Like I said, it's huge. You have more detail on that. It's the game business come to China release. I have a demo here, Heroes of Pacific, for the PC game that just been released. It's a demo by a company called Codemaster, a UK company. And actually, the game comes out on September 9th, so it's a World War II dogfighting action ace game. So you're gonna be able to fly all sort of interesting plane, of course, from World War II. We have a bunch of games that are shipping to stores today. Among those is Sigma Star Saga from Namco. It's actually a Game Boy Advance game. Sega actually announced today some information concerning the upcoming release game for 2005. They have announced Xbox 360 title Condemned Criminal Origin. It will ship this holiday season. They announced Spartan Total Warrior for the PlayStation 2, Xbox, GameCube that will be available September 27. Another game coming up is Virtua Tennis World Tour for the PSP that will be available October 4th. Now let's move along to another game that is now available. This game is from Matrix. Matrix game, the name of the game is Eye of the Enemy. It's a real-time strategy sci-fi game. Can be purchased through their site. A Matrix game. Another game that's been shipped to store today by Namco is Hello Kitty Roller Rescue. It's actually a GameCube game. Strategy First has signed an agreement with 1C. 1C, for those who are not familiar with 1C, it's actually a Russian company from Moscow. Strategy First is bringing here the game Cuban Missile Crisis, The Aftermath. In 1962, everybody heard about the missile crisis. But they have put a twist on it. It's the aftermath of it. So it's like if it was happened, and then that's the game about. You're gonna have it's all happening. Like the missile crash did happen, but it didn't have a nuclear attack. But now they did the game like if there was a nuclear attack in 1962, and that's what you're playing. So more information on that game again in detail if you want to read more about that game on my news section. Another game that was launched today is this game was people are waiting for that game is Dungeon Siege 2 from Microsoft. It's just been launched. Actually, for those who are not familiar with Dungeon Siege, you'll It's a strategy game, but the thing is with Dungeon Siege is it's such a popular game. They actually right now making it a movie. It's the movie Dungeon Siege actually is being filmed right now in Vancouver, Canada. Those that like golf will be very pleased to hear that the golfer Phil Mickelson and his personal golf instructor Dave Peltz and Rick Smith will publish a subscription-based mobile golf game, and this is going to be called Phil Mickelson 2005 Golf Game. It's of course to be played on mobile phone. It's going to be done with Technic Corporation. Another game being launched today is a game by Walt Disney called Lizzie McGuire 3, Homecoming Havoc. Again, this is a Game Boy Advance game. Now, I have two announcements concerning Tetris. First of all, Tetris is being launched by Jambat in Europe on your mobile phone. So people in Europe that have mobile phone will be able to play the Tetris version of Jambat. Now, the creator of that game, his name is Alexey Pajitnov. He's the one that created Tetris many years ago. He came back a few years ago with a PC game from Microsoft called Pandora's Box. He's the one that did that. It was a great puzzle game. Now, he's creating a new game. It's going to be called Wild Snake. So, it is presently in development, and I will have more information concerning that game soon. I will pass it along to you then. Now, another game that's being shipped is the game by Konami. It's called Death Junior. That's a game on the PSP that many people are waiting for, so you'll be pleased to know that it's hitting the stores today. Another game that's hitting the store today, this time is again from Sega. It's called Vantage Game on the Nintendo GameCube. Now, I have something interesting to talk to you about. ABC has a TV show called Wife Swap. They are now casting the families of season 2. So if you're a woman and you're married and you have kids and you play video game and you would like to participate into that TV show, please send me an email at dragon@ladydragon.com and I'll put you in touch with ABC, okay? Now, Mac people will be very happy to hear that today Aspyr is shipping EA Tiger Woods PGA Tour 2005 for the Macintosh. Another game being released today is a game by Square Enix called Final Fantasy XI: The Vanadiel Collection for Windows. Now, something else too is being shipped is Home Theater Quality Gaming. It's for the PlayStation 2. It's a compact home theater sound. It's for the PlayStation 2. It's by Intec. It's being shipped today as well. Another survey that I got. Information that I got. This one is by TDG, is the Diffusion Group. This research is concerning backup. They are actually saying explaining what's the habit of people that's backing up their data. I'll give you an example. They're saying that 61% of people are now report that they're burning content to CD. 27% burn their content to DVD to backup. 33% copy content to an external hard disk drive. 9% copy it to a server. 6% backup using an online storage service, and 8% backup their data using network attached storage. Now, now that people are backing, would be it's only like 20% of people are now backing up their own data. There are actually 16% that said that they never back up their own data, and 54% say that they are likely to purchase in the next couple of years a backup device. But the interesting number that I found here is the amount of digital data generated in the home will grow from 322 gig per home in 2005. Their research said that it will grow by the year 2010 to almost 2 gig. Exactly, they're saying 1.933. So that's interesting research to read if you're interested in backing up stuff. Foundation 9. I just got the numbers of sales. They said that the MPD Funwell research has concluded that many of their game was top 10 selling. Games like Mavis Beacom Teach Typing 12, Dora the Explorer, Fairy Tale Adventure, and Blue Clues Preschool are their top selling games. So they're quite happy about it. Another product that's shipping, and again, this is for the European people. A company is called SanDisk. They're shipping a memory stick pro. I call it a Pro Duo. It's a gaming card. It's actually for the PSP. And that's it for today. It's a lot of news. Now, if you want more information on all these stories, go to my news section and you have in-depth information on each story. So have a nice day and I'll talk to you soon.